Buzz cuts. Buzz cuts. Buzz cuts.
Hey,
we are back.
Welcome to another edition of Buzz Cuts. It's been a while.
We've been busy.
Yeah, well, busy or lazy.
Debatable.
No, it's never. We're never lazy around here, but it has been a while. I'm Dagwood, and that is Haley. Where's Atticus?
I don't know.
No.
This is a prime opportunity to start
to talk about
spilling
it.
Secrets. Yeah.
He's probably out smoking, I would guess.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on. But anyway, it's been a while since we've done a buzz cut. I missed the theme song. It's awesome. Does that dude still work here?
I think so.
That put that together, Matt,
yeah, Saggio. We're never getting rid of Saggio.
No, no. He's like, he's just a fixture here. We don't want to get rid of him.
Yeah.
So
Now that we've spoken his name, I bet we're going to speak him into existence. Like, he's going to just come.
He's going to show up.
He's going to show up. He's done it once before.
He does. He knows when we're doing this.
Yeah.
And he just shows up. So.
Or we're going to get a text from him or something.
Or he's going to come in with that smile of his.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's been a while, though, since we've done a buzz cut. Anything new with you?
Oh, lots of stuff.
Yeah?
But, I mean, I'm already on vacation. So,
oh, that's right.
Which yeah. I leave in a week and a half for 8 days. So you guys can do buzz cuts without me next.
Okay. Are you going to miss my birthday? Is that...
Nope. I'm going to come back just in time for your birthday.
Oh, nice. Can't wait to get my present. Where are you going to go?
Iceland?
8 days. Are you serious?
Yeah. Did you not know that?
I did not know that.
I just knew you were. You knew this whole time.
You know what? I honestly just figured you were going back home to North Dakota.
For 8 days?
But I guess you found somewhere colder.
Oh, well,
than
yeah.
North Dakota.
You run out of stuff to do after 2 days where I come from.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to Iceland for 8 days, and we're gonna do all kinds of bougie stuff while we're there. And yes, I've had Reykjavik in my weather app since June, and it has never gone above 60 degrees.
Wow.
It's like consistently 59 degrees, and I'm here for it. So excited for it.
I didn't even know that was somewhere you could go.
Yeah.
I mean, just...
Well, now, Nashville, you can fly direct.
Oh, really?
To, yeah, Iceland Air endorsements, please, wink, wink. No, but no, we're going the 23rd through August 31st. So, and then we come back the day before Labor Day.
So just before Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
And then my birthday, September 3rd.
Yep.
So
I'll bring you back a Icelandic something, like one of those Viking hats or something.
Oh, yeah. I want something. Nice.
I'll wear it on the plane back.
Well,
I can't believe I didn't tell you this whole time.
No. You don't tell me stuff like that. So.
Oh, sure I do. No. I think I just forgot.
Maybe that's my wife would probably go, "No, you just forgot."
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of her, I want to run this by you as a wife.
Okay.
You're a wife.
Yes.
You know, last week she had surgery
mm-hmm.
at down at Williamson County Medical Center, and so she's been at home and she is recovering. So, I bought her one of those little jars of ice cream. It's like
the good choice.
It's called like gelato.
Yeah.
The Talente.
Yeah.
Gelato. Buy one, get one at Publix.
Hell
me and
yeah.
Haley are huge BOGO
Publix.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
We'll actually text each other and go, "Oh, man, low-carb tortillas are buy one, get one.
Black olives are buy one, get one."
So I got chicken wings. That's another big one that we text back and forth. So I bought her one of these things of ice cream. 3 days now I've been trying to open it.
What do you mean trying to open it?
I can't get it open. Like, I can't get the top off of it.
So you just give up and put it back in the freezer for 3 days straight?
I swear and I yell and I stomp around and I can't get it open. It's like it's nailed shut.
Is the top like sealed like with the plastic wrap around it?
No. At least I don't think so. No.
Can you take like a hammer to it or something?
Okay.
Or like
here's
a wrench or something?
Here's what I've done. I have beat the hell out of it on the counter.
Yeah.
Right? I have turned it until I can't breathe anymore. I've used one of those, the little jar grips
mm-hmm.
that you use to open up like pickle jars and stuff. I put in the microwave. I've let it melt. The damn thing will not open.
Is it a plastic container?
It's a plastic container.
Wow.
And I told her last night, I said, The only thing I can think of now is just to get like a pair of scissors and just try to get under the cap.
A saw.
A saw or something. And so I was going to ask you as a wife, does she think less of me as a man that
no,
I can't
the,
open the jar?
The effort is there.
Are you sure?
The
as
effort
long as there's
is there.
Effort.
I'm just surprised it's taken 3 days.
I can't do it. It's I guess
someone's laughing at you somewhere.
Somebody's
like, look at this guy.
Somebody's
look at this
laughing.
Guy.
And they're like, turn in your man card.
Yeah. I mean, the whole, what's the stereotype? It's getting, I need a man so I can open the jar
yes.
of pickles. And now it's the container of ice
can't
cream.
So she's going to have to divorce me,
for
somebody that can open up her. So I figure if I can't get it done today, it's going in the trash. Because I have been, I'm done being emasculated by this.
Do you just imagine that divorce, that divorce lawyer? You'd both come another. What brings you in today? Well, it all started with buy one, get one Talenti gelato.
Yeah, that's amazing.
If you can't get it open tonight, you bring that sucker in tomorrow, I'll get it open.
All right. That's a challenge.
Yes.
If I cannot get it, we'll bring it and we'll videotape it.
Yep.
And we'll videotape it. Listen to me. How old I sound.
I'll film it on my VCR. Or those camcorders that you throw over your shoulder. Remember
the old,
those?
Yeah, the first video recorder we had, you look like a TV newsman walking around.
Yeah, God. And it'd film a whole VHS tape in
yeah,
them.
Yeah, you put like an actual VHS tape in. Yeah.
They had a microphone coming around too, like that little microphone. So you'd put your eyeball in the socket and then there was a microphone. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I still remember when we got our first VCR. I was 12 years old and we got it for Christmas and we went down, and anybody who's lived in Laverne for a long time knows that right there on Murfreesboro Road, there was a place called Laverne Video.
Mm-hmm.
And we went in and, you know, signed up for the membership, and the first movies we rented, and you're not going to be surprised by this, was a horror movie called It's Alive about a killer baby. And then
it's alive.
A movie called Rabid, which was about zombies. And that was the first two movies we ever watched on VCR.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Yeah. It was good stuff. Laverne Video. Yeah.
What is that now?
Oh, God. There's no telling. I haven't been through there
probably
in years.
Probably an adult store or a car wash. There's no in between.
Like a 21 up video.
Yeah.
Something. Yeah. When, you know, talking about me being old, I've got this new feature we'll push here.
Ooh, yeah, I've heard about this.
Yeah, it's after Free Beer and Hot Wings. It's at the end of the hangover hour, so that starts at 9 o'clock. So about 9:25, I call it back when Dagwood had hair.
Love it.
All right, because, you know, some of mine seems to have fallen out over the years. So, but what I do is I'll play an old song that from when I was a kid, teenager, preteen, into my early 20s. So it goes from the 70s up to the early 90s.
Hell yeah. Didn't you say you had like long, voluptuous hair at one time?
I wouldn't say voluptuous, but it was long. I had this stupid cowlick that went up. So I would have this hair on this side and then this thing that would go up. And then my mom was a hairdresser, or still is. And so she would try out all these hairstyles on me.
Yeah.
So I had the little rat tail.
I was just going to ask if you ever put it in a ponytail.
It wasn't even a ponytail. It's like you had a mullet and you just cut this little strip. And then she dyed it blonde. That was one. She did a perm on me one time.
Oh, my God.
Which almost got me into about 3 fights at school.
Oh, I'm sure.
Day. Back in the 80s, I mean, imagine dude showing up with a perm.
Was this all a product of like she doesn't have a woman to try this on?
I think
so
it was.
She goes,
She didn't have a daughter to try it on, so
yeah.
It was me.
Grow your hair out. It looks great.
And I remember another time. Do you remember the crimpers?
Yes.
I did. She did the crimper on my hair one day, and I went to school, and it was long, and it was so ridiculous looking.
God, there was nothing natural about it.
No.
I still have a crimper, but it wasn't one of those like really tiny creases one. It's more of like a wavy one, but still I feel like it looks so natural until I look at photos. I'm like, that's a freaking crimper. Like there's nothing natural about this.
Well, I liked it because my hair was curly and it made it straight.
Mm.
It just went straight down. So it made it longer because when you had long hair in the 80s in high school, That was what you looked for. That was a statement piece.
Yeah,
so, but yeah, so no, I got all those hair things. So anyway, when Dagwood had hair, and you can listen to that every morning about 9:25.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume it's going to be a lot of like, how unhinged are we going to get with your music choices here?
Well, you know, I got Atticus breathing down my neck on it. You know, he said, don't get too crazy with it. And so far, I've done Skid Row 18 in Life.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Good one.
And then the first one I did, I can't even remember the first one. It was just yesterday. this is being recorded on Tuesday.
This is all about when...
What was the first? Oh, it was Down on Me from Jackal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
They've been here before. They were in the, when we used to do Buzz Sessions, they did a show. They did a one down in the Buzz Acoustic Den. And when we brought them in, Jesse James Dupree, he told us, he said, the only problem is, he goes, I'll come in, but we don't do acoustic. We're a rock band.
Wow.
So they came in and they plugged in and this damn building shook for 30 minutes.
I bet.
And they did not hold back.
Whew. Yeah. That was before my time.
Yeah. I think it was 2011.
Okay.
Was when that happened.
Yeah. I started here in 2013.
Okay. So this was,
I got here.
Yeah, and they went downstairs, and I mean, this build, maybe that's why we still shake during the day. We have their aftershocks from Jackal.
I swear we're going to die in this building one day just because of the what's it called? They blast the ground, and yeah, this whole place shakes.
Yeah, there's a, what do you call it? Like a quarry over here, and they dynamite the rocks out. And this entire building, there's been times where Haley and I have been sitting there and we just start grabbing
the table.
Stuff.
Yeah.
It's that bad. So I think it may just be Jackal aftershocks.
Yeah.
14 years later.
They linger. No, but there are times where we're like, I will come in and you're like, you missed it.
Yeah.
I was like terrified for my life, but that's happened a couple times too, where my heart like skips a beat and then we're like, ha, we almost died, when really I was like fearing for my life. Right.
Well, that thing has been, because I've been here with the Buzz since 1999, but I was here when the Buzz was a country station for most of the 90s.
You were literally older than the Buzz.
Yes, I am.
I don't mean anything by that. I'm just stating a fact.
No, I was telling Atticus the other day, I've been on the Buzz for half of my life.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, but when I was here in the 90s, when it was country music, it did it then. So they've been... I don't tell how many damn rocks they've blasted out of that place.
Are you
I don't know where it is. It's around here. It's close enough to shake the damn fillings in your teeth when
that's
it
what
goes
I'm saying.
Off.
Are you saying it's only a matter of time before just slowly but surely? Now I'm going to have freaking nightmares for you. But no, you know, another band that did that is that I don't know if it's because they didn't do acoustic, like Jackal said, but they brought their whole setup in. Was Greta Van Fleet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they brought the whole thing in. And of course, it was like a Tuesday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So like nobody could get any work done. But that was one of those things where we didn't get any of the interview segment for some reason. And then they needed like to approve the video or the audio or something, and they didn't approve it. So I'm like, did this even happen? Because we had zero footage of the Greta Van Fleet Buzz session.
And that's
kind
like
of a
one
bummer.
Of the biggest bands we've had down there. I mean, they're
yeah. Well, at the time they were huge.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I mean, they still are big, but like that was when they really started taking off. And I'm like, did this even happen?
Well, at least they tried. Unlike some bands that I'm not going to mention that would come down there and didn't even want to be there.
Yeah.
And you know. What their initials, one of them I can think of is ID. We'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. We can throw shade at them.
Do what?
We can throw shade at them.
Okay. Yes.
Imagine Dragons. All right. Now we're cooking. Now we're starting to talk smack.
Mm-hmm.
No, and this is nothing against the band, but I remember, were you there for the Highly Suspect one?
I was not.
When they, this had to be close to 10 years ago, and they knew it was going to be a session. But when they, you know, we were telling them like what to do and stuff and how it's going to work and whatever. And all of a sudden they saw that there was a crowd full of people downstairs in the den. And I mean, this is when they started to take off too. So there were a lot of people at the session downstairs. Yeah. And they're like, oh, people are going to be here for this. They thought it was just going to be like an audio recording. So they showed up in their pajamas. They had like these bright colored sweatpants on. And at the very last second, because, you know, you go right in there and give them the rundown right before the show starts. And they're like, there's people. We're like, yeah, well, good thing we said something. Otherwise, they would have come out in their pajamas. That was pretty funny.
We've had, there's been a couple of my favorite. The first one I think we ever had was The Offspring.
Was that the first one?
I think it was. And we had just had that place built downstairs, so there was no air conditioning yet.
Oh, ew.
Man, it was so hot in there. And I'll tell you another one of my favorites was Stone Sour.
Ooh, that
they were
be
down
cool.
there. And to me, Corey Taylor was there, and he was outside smoking a cigarette and drinking coffee. And he just came right in. And man, he sounded great.
Yeah.
Like he's more than just Slipknot screaming. I mean, that dude can sing.
Yeah, he's a great vocalist.
And he was just cigarette coffee. And he came up like it was nothing.
Just drank a gallon of green tea or something.
Or
yeah.
Whatever, you know? So yeah, that was cool. And so we've had some good stuff down there. But
what do you think is the biggest band that we've had down there? Maybe Stone Sour, Queens of the Stone Age?
Queens of the Stone Age.
Offspring. ID.
I would say Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I would think Bush was probably the biggest band.
I agree.
Yeah. And my wife, I had to bring her because, you know, that's her hall pass is Gavin Ross.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite Gina story, because I can just see her, is when Gavin like took her hand. Oh, I love it because you had to be there to witness it.
Yeah. Yeah, she came up. She was all nervous, and he had that English accent. I'm not going to do it, but he was like, why are you shaking, dear? And I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah, that's it.
All he's got to do is say, come on tour with me, and I'm done. She'll go, he can't even open an ice cream jar. Just take me away, Gavin.
After all this, I'm so sorry. I'm really hoping that you finally get that damn thing open.
No, I'm bringing it in if I can't.
Okay.
I'm going to try everything I can, and then we'll have the Haley Challenge on the ice cream.
The Haley Challenge.
Yeah.
Freaking love it. No, I'm really hoping you get that thing open.
I do,
too. You deserve it.
I can't handle another night of shame.
No.
No.
You're going to text me and say, still can't, or I got it.
Okay.
And I'll know exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, poor night. My wife sitting there recovering from surgery, and she can't have ice cream because her husband's not man enough to open the damn jar.
You were man enough to think about her and get her the ice cream, if that helps any.
Well, you're too kind is what you are, and I appreciate it. But we'll let you know. So I will let you know, and then we will talk about it later. So.
It's going to be one of those things that you see in movies where you've been trying for 4 days straight and then you bring it in and then I'm like, boop.
Yeah.
Then
yeah, like when you can't get something and you're like, I can't get this done. And
you have like blisters on your hands trying to open it.
That's what always happens here in radio with engineers.
What?
Where you can't get something to work. So the engineer comes down and, you know, they don't want to mess with us anyway.
No.
So.
I mean, can you blame them?
Yeah, no. And then they come down and they go, oh, well, there it is. And they get it fixed right off. And then, because they already think we're stupid. And then when they do something like that, they really think we're stupid.
It's probably like when I was trying to teach an elder relative of mine how Facebook works. It's like that, except way more wires and way more buttons.
Nice. All right. Well, cool. Let's see. I guess that's another edition of Buzz Cuts. And, yeah, the Haley Challenge. We'll let you know what happens on that. So, and maybe Atticus will be back next time.
Maybe.
Who knows?
We'll find out.
If not, it'll be me and Haley. So good talking to you, Haley.
You too.